This is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. In southern Iraq today, a bomb blast killed three people in the office of one of the country's main Shiite leaders. Relatives said he was the target of a bombing near a mosque in Najaf. NPR's Ivan Watson is following this and other developments from Baghdad. Ivan, who exactly was the leader who was the target?
Jackie, this was Grand Ayatollah Muhammad Sayyid al-Hakim. He's one of the most respected and senior Shia clerics in Iraq, and he suffered what have been described as minor injuries as a result of the explosion, which killed and injured more than a dozen people, according to some of his staff members. Now, they are blaming the attack on what they call Saddam loyalists. The explosion occurred very close to one of the most important Shia shrines. This is the tomb of the Imam Ali. We should also note, Jackie, that there is the possibility that this could be part of a Shia power struggle that appears to be underway around the holy city of Najaf. There was other violence just after Baghdad fell last April, where a Shia cleric who returned to Najaf was actually stabbed to death by a mob. There does seem to be some kind of competition amongst some of the Shia leaders who are hoping to reassert some kind of leadership over the entire country after decades of repression by Saddam Hussein's government.
This explosion follows fighting between two ethnic groups in northern Iraq that's also been going on, Kurds and Turkmen. Tell us more about what happened there. Has it stopped?
Jackie, it does appear to have settled down. What happened was perhaps the worst violence we've seen in the area of the northeastern city of Kirkuk, really since last May. And unlike clashes that occurred then, which were between Arabs and ethnic Kurds, this time the violence appeared to have developed along fault lines between ethnic Kurds and rival Turkmens. This is a very mixed-up region with a lot of different ethnic groups. The violence began in a town south of Kirkuk called Tuz Kormatu. American forces actually became involved on Friday. A military spokesman says that two Turkmen tribesmen were killed by American soldiers in fighting on Friday. It then spread to the northeastern city of Kirkuk on Saturday. That's the site of very valuable oil fields and natural gas fields. But it is interesting to note that there were also protests and clashes between police and protesters in the Turkish capital of Ankara today. Turkmen going to the headquarters of a Kurdish faction in northern Iraq, and it descended into rock throwing as a result of this violence in neighboring Iraq.
We're also hearing, Ivan, today reports that the International Committee of the Red Cross is scaling back its operations in Baghdad following last week's bombing at UN headquarters there. Have you seen any evidence of this?
Well, the spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, has confirmed that the group will be scaling down to about 50 workers in Baghdad alone. And this is not just as a result of that massive explosion that devastated the United Nations headquarters. The ICRC lost a foreign staff member several weeks ago in what's been described as a targeted attack on a clearly marked ICRC vehicle to the south of Baghdad. So the writing was on the wall for some foreign aid groups that they were being targeted long before the United Nations headquarters was blown up. And the ICRC seems to have just made the decision that it's just not safe enough to keep such a large staff in this country.
NPR's Ivan Watson speaking to us from Baghdad. Thanks very much for checking in, Ivan.
Thank you very much, Jackie.